This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The freakout has begun. Because they're doing the math, and I like the math on CNN better than my math. My count was 25 seats that we always should have had. I did the Battleground America podcast on this yesterday. CNN, doing the math, their pollster, saying, look, if they go along with Roberts here on the Supreme Court and they throw out this grotesquely unconstitutional and Wall Street Journal lays it out. Literally the Supreme Court made this up. It's not in law anywhere. It's called Gingles. I was talking to my son about this the other day. He said, you know, I didn't know all the Supreme Court has the power to do is interpret laws Congress wrote. I'm like, I know. They're not supposed to do anything else. I know. Well, why are they ruling on all this? I don't know. We let them. And I explain these branches from executive to Congress to specifically the judiciary. They take power. They try to take power all the time. The other branches slap them down. Congress didn't want to make hard decisions. They left it to the Supreme Court. And then the school systems, the education system, misinformed people that the Supreme Court had a whole lot of power it doesn't have. And I said to him, remember in school you learned and they would show the three co-equal branches? Yeah, that's a crack. They're not co-equal. And I said, remember how they draw them side by side? No. It should be Congress and the president up here and Supreme Court like way down here in the gutter. But the Supreme Court started, you know, just basically creating entire fake bodies of law. This court has been pretty good. You saw this with the abortion decisions. You can't have an abortion ruling at the federal level. Abortion is not mentioned in the Constitution. That means it's reserved to the states. You can't make up some right to an abortion. It's not in the Constitution. Well, neither is Gingles. You must draw Democrat districts to elect black Democrats because black Democrats. No. No, and it's not in the Voting Rights Act either. Should be thrown out on its face. If this court follows its precedent with they have eliminated affirmative action at colleges, but also kind of what you saw in the abortion, they're going to throw this out. Democrats are terrified of this right now. You know why? We never fought before. It was considered embarrassing to fight, to bring up, well, you'll look like a racist if you point out Democrats are using race to draw black districts by interpreting something into the Voting Rights Act that simply isn't there. In fact, Gingles, that ruling, that precedent, is actually the opposite of what's in the Voting Rights Act, which says you should have access to the ballot box, no poll taxes, nothing in your way, regardless of race. There's nothing about drawing districts for black Democrats specifically. Now, listen to CNN, Kerry Hinton, the pollster, talking about the bloodbath for Democrats here. His math is similar to mine, but it's actually better. He's telling them how they get to 25 more seats for us. Not that we draw ourselves silly districts. We actually do what the Democrats have been doing for years. We redistrict to our advantage in the states we control. When Karl Rove and the Bush regime controlled the party, this was not allowed. Instead, it is being enforced by Donald Trump. No, we're going to do what the Democrats do. This is why you take control of legislatures. Legislatures redraw congressional districts. You draw them to favor you. Democrats do it. It was considered gauche by the Republicans when the Bush party bosses controlled the party, because they're all Democrats. And we weren't allowed to do it. Now we're simply taking back what's ours, just as the Democrats have always done, but we're doing it in our states. In addition, he said, you do this ruling, get rid of the fake Democrat racially gerrymandered districts. We're looking at 25 for our side.
There are two things that are going on here. First off, net mid-decade redistricting gains. If both sides max out at this point, there are more Republican gains possible than Democratic gains. Yes, the Democrats might try to counter a Texas and a California, but you go along in the different states and basically Democrats run out of room where Republicans are able to gain and gain and gain.
Because we've never done
it before. If both sides max out, we're probably looking at a GOP gain of seats. That doesn't even take into account the potential gutting of the VRA that is right now going to be in front of the Supreme Court. Right. If you add that in, you
voting
could
right,
be
the
looking.
Voting Rights Act.
What? Yes, voting exactly right. The Voting Rights Act. If you add that in, then you could be looking about adding 10, 12, 15, 17 on top of this seven seats. So I think a lot of folks like myself are looking at this. We're seeing, hey, wait a minute. Those national polls are Democrats are not gaining the way that we expected. Then you add in the fact that the state legislators are adding potentially more GOP seats like they've already done down in Texas, like they've done in Missouri. And then you add in the potential gutting of the VRA. And all of a sudden, it becomes much more difficult for Democrats to gain, especially given that they are not keeping up with their 2017, 2018 pace.
And as you said, that also makes it difficult to compare it.
Okay, so that if you did the math there, he's just talking about legislative redrawings, right? And if the Supreme Court rules the way it looks like they're going to after those oral arguments yesterday, he's talking what, 22 seats? They should be ours. And you heard him. He's not saying we're stealing them. They should be ours. Again, we just weren't ever, we were never allowed to fight for them when the Bush party bosses controlled the party machinery and you had Ron Romney McDaniel up there Botoxing her face and filing her nails. And spending more money on flower arrangements and flights than updating the voter files, which is why poor Charlie Kirk had to go out and do the whole damn thing himself. That's why he deserves the Medal of Freedom. He literally did the voter registration and sent an army to the swing states of 1,500 ballot chasers. They force marched 400,000 ballots, registered Republicans who were young, not registered, and chased their ballots. That's why Trump's president. Elon Musk did a similar thing, too. Actually, he collaborated at times with Charlie. So the Democrats are seeing us actually do the voter ID and voter registration that Ronna Romney McDaniel, who is a Romney and thus a Democrat, was hired not to do. We got her fat butt out of the way. No more free Botox for her on the donor dollar. Can't stand that woman. Anyway, so we got her out of the way. We're doing embarrassing things like suing to get rid of racially gerrymandered seats. Our party bosses never let us do that before. Notice Harry Enten. Again, he's a pollster for CNN. And that whole monologue, does he anywhere say we're stealing anything? We're gerrymandering anything? We're, you know, taking, stealing, drawing districts that aren't ours? No. No, we're just taking what we should always take in. But we let them run them over. We let them run us over. The Bushes were in charge, but they're not in charge anymore. So how many more seats we talking? Yeah, cushion of 22. But there's something else he's not counting. I can get to 30. And that's a game changer. That's a break. That is a break on the clown car in the House. I'll tell you how next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.